That day in December 2016, an armed man from the small crossroads town of Norridgewock showed up at the local Cumberland Farms, brandishing a gun, and once police showed up, asking that they shoot him. Corporal Cole and two state police negotiators tried to defuse the situation, establishing a perimeter and talking to the man as he paced the store's parking lot.
Some of the stuff wasn't even making any sense, but he was just yelling. He wanted him to shoot him.
Cole recounted the events in an interview last spring. He said the negotiators tried to distract the man, and at one point he took their suggestion that he put down the gun to talk. He put it on the hood of a truck, but within reach, Cole said.
I saw the opportunity. I told my two guys that was behind me to, I said, cover me. I could go low. I knew that he couldn't see where I was at that time, and then I just did a peek out over the hood so I saw where exactly where the gun was, and then back down and then back up again.
Cole secured the gun, he says. The man started to turn toward him, and Cole used his taser on the man. He went down. Cole took him into custody, and the standoff ended. Cole said circumstances and the skills and training of the negotiators came together with his own in a way that ended the confrontation with nobody hurt. But it can easily go the other way, he said. And when threatened, police are justified in using deadly force.
We shoot till the threat is over. That's how we're trained.
Yet Cole said he'd never shot a firearm at a suspect in his 12 years as a police officer, although he'd used his taser on more than one occasion. And he emphasized that he tried to approach all of the region's citizens as human beings, no matter what side of the law they found themselves on. That's in keeping with what colleagues say was his humane approach to law enforcement.
He was a man that just had basic empathy for people.
Hannah Longley is a clinical social worker. She's worked with Cole and other officers in crisis intervention training classes designed to improve outcomes in confrontations with people who have mental health diagnoses.
And so it just came naturally to him when someone was in a crisis to be able to connect to them on a deeper level and just really be able to build that rapport and connect with them.
It helped that Cole, who entered the force at the relatively late age of 49, had deep roots in the communities that made up his largely rural beat. Dan Summers, now the chief of police in another jurisdiction, used to be a local cop working in a small city that fell within the county sheriff's territory. He says many people who interacted with law enforcement, including criminal suspects, would clam up and then ask for Cole.
Just because they knew him, they felt comfortable around him. You know, you may have another officer who may be investigating a case involving a certain individual, but because they're not Deputy Cole, they wouldn't feel comfortable talking about the case, unless Deputy Cole was there.
It's not clear whether Cole might have been able to bring de-escalation techniques to bear in the confrontation that led to his death. The exact circumstances have yet to be established, but in the earlier interview, he made no bones about the stakes of his profession.
When we go to work, we put on a bulletproof vest and a sidearm. Why would you have to put a bulletproof vest on, you know? So this is a profession that we've chosen, and we know the risks when we go out, So, like I said, we all want to go home at night.
Corporal Cole was 61 years old. A celebration of his life will be held on Monday in Bangor, Maine. For the New England News Collaborative, I'm Fred Bever in Portland.